I'm George Walker. The IU Department of Theater and Drama presents Anton Chekhov's The Seagull in the Ruth N. Halls Theater with performances February 22nd through March 1st. Our guests are two IU MFA candidates. Eric Friedman is the director of Chekhov's The Seagull, and Allison Moody plays Arkadina. Eric, one historian wrote that Chekhov's comedy tragedies were unlike any plays that audiences had seen before. Now, this was around 1900, mm-hmm. but for many theatergoers, this is still true.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was right on the cusp when the style of theater was changing. Before this particular play came around, melodrama had really dominated, and Chekhov was interested in trying to create something different. He wanted something that felt much more like what life feels like. And so he created these unique ensemble-driven plays that were very different than what people were used to at the time. And even though, you know, 100 years have elapsed since these plays were first written, I think they're still very challenging to audiences, because even though they've influenced so much that has come since then, I think that they really stand on their own in terms of theatrical expression.
What is it that surprises even a contemporary audience?
I think the subtlety of them. You mentioned, you know, these plays as comedy tragedies. And I think that the way that humor works, the way that the drama unfolds in a Chekhov play is unique in that it's in what's not being spoken. It's in what's not going on up in the surface of the action, but rather what's going on sort of between the lines. And it's something that's very difficult to find, but if you can find it, it makes these pieces really, really something special.
We're talking with director Eric Friedman and actor Allison Moody about Anton Chekhov's The Seagull. Allison, the character you play is a single mother with an overly sensitive son. She's pursuing an acting career, and she's coping with a young lover who has a roving eye. And it's a part that actors fight for?
Yes, actually, she is a very famous actress. And so there is something about being able to play that star quality that I think is very attractive to actors and actresses. Also, she goes through the range of emotions in this play. Her life is basically falling apart as the play unfolds. And so it's like Eric was saying, all those things that are going on underneath, there's a lot of depth for this character. And so I think that's what attracts actresses to this part.
At the same time that things like this are unfolding, Chekhov allows her a certain amount of grace.
She does have some grace, but there are times when she lets the anger go. She certainly does.
Now, Eric mentioned that really a lot of what's going on in Chekhov is beneath the surface. Mm-hmm. And for a character who's very much surface, this must present its own particular challenges.
It does. You know, she's very concerned about her appearance, how she's always appearing to the people around her, of keeping things together. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a whole lot going on underneath. And so at times that does tend to come out, you know, and hopefully the audience will be able to see that there will be a moment of she really doesn't believe what she's saying, or, you know, other moments like that of, oh, she's really mad at this point or whatever. You know, they'll be able to pick up on that dichotomy.
We've been talking with actor Allison Moody and director Eric Friedman about Anton Chekhov's The Seagull. The IU Department of Theater and Drama presents Chekhov's The Seagull in the Ruth N. Halls Theater with performances February 22nd through March 1st. I'm George Walker.